Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, October 4th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors head into next week with a few October surprises already in the books. Stimulus drama and further developments with President Trump's health aside, there are some economic highlights to track in the week ahead, including new PMI prints, weekly jobless claims, and the release of Fed minutes. Also of interest is a speech by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell scheduled for October 6th. Powell is expected to push for a stimulus package to boost the economy so the recovery doesn't continue to stall. On the corporate calendar, earnings from Domino's Pizza and a major NVIDIA event will take center stage. In the antitrust arena, the Justice Department might swoop in to take action against Google. In earnings news, the earnings calendar takes a breather in front of the start of the Q3 earnings season in about 3 weeks. Notable companies due to report in the earnings confessional include Paychex and Levi Strauss on October 6th, Lamb Weston on October 7th, Domino's Pizza and Acuity Brands on October 8th. In IPO news, Azeo Biologics is expected to price its IPO on October 7th. The IPO lockup period expires on Inventiva SACA on October 8th, with close to 25% of shares being freed up to be traded. In M&A news, the Charles Schwab TD Ameritrade merger will finally make it to the finish line on October 6th. In the UK, shareholders with JustEatTakeaway.com will vote on the Grubhub deal. That NVIDIA event we mentioned at the top, NVIDIA is hosting its GPU technology conference from October 5th through the 9th. That event will run continuously across all time zones for 5 straight days and promises to cover all the latest innovations from the company. Bank of America expects the conference to underscore NVIDIA's longer-term vision in, quote, all-pervasive AI-accelerated computing, and how it is rapidly advancing its initiatives. Updates from management are expected to cover gaming cards, data center enterprise TAM expansion from the VMware relationship, the ARM acquisition, AI 5G opportunities, ProViz, and the Mercedes-Benz partnership. Also in the NVIDIA universe, the highlight of the ARM Dev Summit from October 6th through the 8th will be a fireside chat with ARM CEO Simon Segars and NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang. This will be the first public discussion with the two CEOs since NVIDIA announced its agreement to acquire ARM from SoftBank. Topics they will cover include what the combination of ARM and NVIDIA could mean for the future of AI, more details on NVIDIA's plans for its AI Center of Excellence in the UK, and news from NVIDIA on its support for the ARM ecosystem. Shares of NVIDIA are up nearly 125% year-to-date. In healthcare news, Mira GTX will present 9-month results from the ongoing phase half clinical trial of AAVRPGR for vision loss at an oral session at the Euretina 2020 virtual meeting taking place from October 2nd through the 4th. Shares of Mira GTX rose sharply in June when AAVRPGR data was presented. Springbank Pharmaceuticals is due to present abstracts related to its IVSB11285 phase 1A-1B trial at the 7th Immunotherapy of Cancer Conference running from October 3rd through the 5th. Alexion Pharmaceuticals is presenting on its strategic advancement, including key pipeline opportunities and drivers of future growth, at an event on October 6th. The last business day also arrives for Alexion Pharmaceuticals before the October 11th FDA action date and a new formulation of Alexion's Ultomiris that will shorten infusion time. Beyond Meat products will be on the shelves of 2,400 Walmart stores next week in a significant expansion of the partnership between the two companies. The rollout at Walmart stores coincides with demand for plant-based alternatives jumping 25% year over year in one of the latest reads from Nielsen. It is also the first ever loyalty week at Dick's Sporting Goods, getting in front of Amazon Prime Day. In case it flew under your radar, Dick's is red hot right now on Main Street and Wall Street. Some conference highlights for you. Some of the companies due to talk numbers at the Deutsche Bank DB Access 28th Annual Leveraged Finance Conference 2020 include Hilton Worldwide, Netflix, United Airlines, and Boyd Gaming. The Jefferies Virtual Cannabis Summit, running October 7th through the 8th, with a list of presenting companies including Grow Generation, Kushco Holdings, Green Thumb Industries, and Weed MD. The event will also feature a talk titled U.S. legalization sooner rather than later, what this would mean for U.S. and Canadian players, and implications for institutional investment. And this week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication notes that the next generation of video game console machines will arrive with video games atop the entertainment pecking order. Activision Blizzard, Electronic Arts, Ubisoft, and Take-Two Interactive Software are seen racking up even more gains. Camping World Holdings is seen as having an edge in the RV sector, and equipment maker Terex is called a cheap bet on an economic recovery. In regard to the biggest news hanging over the market, a potential positive is seen emerging from the hospitalization of President Trump for COVID-19. Quote, the odds may now increase that Washington will act more decisively to contain the virus, possibly with new public health measures and passage of a broad-based stimulus package, writes Darren Fonda. This week, in our single stock coverage, we're covering Chimera Investment with Quad 7 Capital. Chimera closed the week at just under $8.50. Quad 7 begins here. Chimera Investment Corporation remains a holding in my long-term dividend reinvestment income portfolios, but it's also a name that can be traded on the swings. We have been telling members that this name is a stock to buy on any meaningful pullback. Well, friends, with the stock nearing the $8 mark, that time has come. I've mentioned this before, but back in February, I detailed why I sold half the position and was letting the house's money run, and our team highlighted it as a pick in March, when MREITs were getting obliterated. We have been following this company and the portfolio very closely for quite some time. This year, of course, the stock and portfolio holdings were decimated. The prior quarter was rocked by COVID, which was a complete disaster, and huge margin calls were seen in the sector in the spring. Management teams scrambled, and CIM stock was extremely volatile. Right now, our firm thinks the stock is a solid buy, especially at the $7 to $8 level. When it was at $9, we thought you should wait for a dip again. Well, the dip is here. We think you can add a leg here just over $8, and fingers crossed it falls into the $7 range, so you can add. Make no mistake, the stock was once the gold standard play in the MREIT space for years, but like so many others, has fallen on hard times. But I suspect the future is bright. Once the economy normalizes and the cash in rates and bond yields stabilizes, this stock and others in the sector will thrive. It won't happen tomorrow or next month, aside from possible trading profits, but give it some time and this stock will be a massive winner. Quad 7 goes on. During the second quarter, management worked to focus on liquidity and non-market-to-market and longer-term financing arrangements to retain high-yielding assets, provide time for asset price recovery while remaining positioned to take advantage of any opportunities that might arise. A few important moves were made. These moves are important to be aware of. Management entered into three non-mark-to-market facilities to finance approximately $2 billion of its non-agency portfolio. Management also entered into a limited mark-to-market facility to finance roughly $611 million of non-agency securities. This was defensive, and now over half of its non-agency borrowings are not subject to full market-to-market risk. You must understand that the increasing length of duration was key. In fact, management increased the weighted average date of maturity of its non-agency financing from 223 days in the first quarter to 698 days in the second quarter. Taken as a whole, at the end of the second quarter, a bit less than half of its non-agency financings have terms longer than a year. Folks, when investing in the same or similar companies, you need to care about income and specifically how that income related to dividend coverage. With MREITs, there are few measures of income. Quad 7 then goes on to discuss them. In Q2, net income swung to a loss similar to most other MREITs. Net loss was $73 million, which translates to a loss of 37 cents per share. This was much better than what we saw in Q1. Net interest income was down from last year, coming in at $245.9 million versus $339.9 million, and was below our expectations of between $250 and $270 million. This was a bit of a surprise, but a direct result of the portfolio holdings and movements relative to motions in rates, etc. Quad 7 then goes on to discuss why you should be watching book value closely, and then ends here. The dividend is covered. There is a nice discount. I am letting this run and will collect the dividend, but a 24% discount is tough to ignore. Book value may slip some, but regardless, this is a solid buy. The market outlook will be challenging in the near term. I think the current Q3 sees some volatility here, but I expect stabilization for the company and the sector to end 2020 with even better improvement in 2021. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on Chimera Investment Corporation with one very bullish, one bullish, and three neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.